Hello, Swipe Minutes the Prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 298 to 98. So if you have been listening to me, then you know we are personalizing Psalm 91, and now we're on verse 13. What you say? I do what? I tread upon the lion and the adder, the cobra, the serpent, the snake, and upon the young lion and the dragon I trample underfoot. This is the authority Jesus has given to you. So I quoted Luke 10:19. Said, I've given unto you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. So they added scorpions. So you know that is not physical scorpions. So all the powers of the enemy. And he says, nothing shall by any means hurt you. This is the assurance for you to use the authority that has been given unto you. Then Luke 9:1 says, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over what? All devils. So, over all what? Devils. All devils, including that devil. Yes. They say it's a high devil. They say it's a low devil. They say he's very high up. They say that he's this. Please, don't listen to all those things. Is that a devil? Yes. If it is a devil, then I have something that is higher than that devil. I have power and authority according to Luke 9:1. And that authority I take in Jesus' name. And I say, listen to me. You must go, and you must go now. You will not work here. You will not supervise the sickness. Because, in fact, when you look at Luke 9:1, it says, and to cure diseases. Jesus has given you authority over all devils and to cure diseases. Why diseases? Because disease, no matter what disease it is, whether it's high blood pressure, whether it is sugar diabetes, whether it is COVID-19, 20, COVID-21, COVID-100, COVID, whatever variant, listen, there are devils behind them. Whether it is an itch on the body, you go to Deuteronomy 28, you will see. But you know, some people read Deuteronomy 28 and they get confused because there is a little thing about the translation that was done, and I don't want to go into it all. I've already done that in the previous episodes, and you would have to listen to know. So all the diseases, all the sicknesses of the world, every disease and sickness is a spiritual thing. Listen, if it was not a spiritual thing, then those diseases could not have been laid on Jesus. Isaiah 53 verse 10 says that all your sicknesses were laid on Jesus. Read it for yourself. It says, yet it pleased the Lord. Another version says, yet it was the will of the Lord to bruise him. Bruise who? The Messiah, Jesus Christ. He was made sick with your sicknesses. Please read. When you read King James, you can go for Amplified Version and read. It says, Jesus was made sick with our sicknesses. So was it a physical sickness? No. It was spiritual. Sicknesses are spirits. Spiritual. They are spiritual. When you deal with them spiritually, you will see that the physical thing begins to wither. Begins to wither. Begins to wither. And say to that sickness, say to that devil, I know you are a devil. I know you are an evil spirit. And I thank God that Jesus has given me authority. Please, you can read on authority. Try and feed around authority, okay? It will help you. Read about authority. And I know that there is one man who is very versatile with authority, and that is Papa Hagen. Bishop Dagwood Mills, the one who introduced me to Papa Hagen, Kenneth Hagen. Now, I'd read so much about him initially when I became born again, and Kenyon and all that. These were my two teachers. But I did not really understand them till I met Bishop Dag, and his simple explanation opened my eyes to what was written there. So there is authority. He talks about authority. How he had a vision of Jesus, and Jesus came to him, and Jesus was talking to him. Whilst Jesus was talking to him, something like an a dwarf, a monkey, a little monkey, just came and began to throw up smoke and began to shout. Jesus had visited him, like spiritually. Jesus was here. He was there. He was listening to Jesus, see Jesus. But this monkey was misbehaving and shouting and disturbing. He could not hear what Jesus was. And he thought Jesus would just stop everything and rebuke the devil and say, come on, let's continue. But Jesus did nothing. So out of frustration, he just said, shut up and stop it and go. The monkey was shivering. Said, I didn't want to go, but I have to sure go. He had authority. So when he finished, he said, Jesus, but why do you do that? You saw the guy. You saw him disturbing. You did not. Jesus said, I could not. I could not. He said, no, don't say you could not. The thing is that you did not. Not you. You did not. But no, you could not. When you say could not, means that you could not. Jesus said, yes, because I have given you the authority. The authority is with you. Jesus is the head of his body. You and I, we are his body. When my handkerchief falls down, I cannot use my mouth to pick it up. The head is not that which will pick up the handkerchief. What will pick up the handkerchief? The hand. My dear, you are that hand. And unless you speak, it is not done. You are waiting for God. I'm waiting on him. No, he's also waiting for you. He says, speak the word. Say, I tread. Do that. And by doing that, well, I'm not a pastor. It's not about being a pastor. It's about hearing these words and doing them. Be a doer of the word. Say it. I tread. You're blessed. Bye.